Israel Nelson, a senior from Gastonia, North Carolina, and my brother, Benson Robles, a junior from Goldsboro, North Carolina, are currently attending the North Carolina School of Science and Math, or better known as NCSSM. Although they attend the same residential high school, their reactions to the experience could hardly be more different. Well, teach me, baby.
I always kind of split myself off from a lot of people just because I said I wanted to go to a different school. And a lot of people, some people didn't like that. Other people, they would want me to stay there, but they would deal with me as much as they needed to. And it made me out there and made me separated. But I mean, I never really thought about it that much because I knew I was going to North Carolina School of Science and Math.
My old high school was really pathetic, to say the least. It was one of those schools that was attempting to be like a good Charlotte school, but it failed miserably because Gaston County has absolutely none of the money and all of the problems. Everyone just spent their entire time trying to grade grub. Nobody learned anything. It was just memorized for the next test, get your A, and move on. And I was frankly quite done with that.
I was willing to put it all in for it because it was just my dream to go to science and math. It's where I always knew where I wanted to be, and, you know, it's one of those things where there's so much pride behind it because you tell all your friends, oh, I'm going there someday. And I got a phone call while eating dinner with my family, and I remember reading the number, and I wasn't trying to think about it, but I was like, this is probably the number, and I gave it to Mom, and she found out and whatnot, and that was a good day.
I don't know. This school, I'm sure it's a good opportunity, and a lot of people need it, and it's frankly the best and the worst thing that ever happened to me. But at the same time, though, I cannot stand when people act like this school is the most perfect institution on the entire planet.
This try was a big experiment, basically. Like, I put a lot on my plate, adding another class, I mean, and that's normal. But I also added two sports, varsity wrestling and varsity winter track. And then I tried out for the musical because I so wanted to do. Finally, I got to do drama.
They don't typically care about you if you're not one of their top students. If you're not one of the students that's winning all of the competitions or, you know, coming home with lots of trophies and making the school look good. The school generally as a whole does not care what happens to you.
But it's, when people say like there aren't enough hours in the day, that's the truth.
While I do believe that this school has prepared me for college, it also completely destroyed all of my dreams. And the people here are the only reason I'm here. Because the school, the teachers aren't necessarily better, even though they have more degrees. Not to mention the fact that the school, if you didn't come from one of the good high schools like Enloe or any of those, then you're not going to get a chance to take the upper level classes that the school teaches. Like, it's basically like your home high school, except the kids aren't as irritating. It made you realize that, wow, if I had grown up in Raleigh, I might be going to Harvard.
I think with college, it's going to be a lot more relaxed than this because I've put myself through a very rigorous schedule. I really don't see anything getting any tougher.
I've watched a lot of kids go crazy. It's kind of sad. And it's the stress of it all has worn down on a lot of kids. And I almost think that we're all going to die extremely young because we sleep 20 hours during the school week, maybe. It almost makes you wonder. At the end of it, you're glad to have escaped alive. It's like boot camp for nerds, and you feel like, I've survived, I've done something, I'm going to get through college because, let's face it, nothing can be more miserable than this. But at the same time, you're like, was it really worth it? So,
residential high schools aren't for everyone, but making the opportunity of a new challenging environment available to a driven small town or big city high school student before attending college is key. Israel and Benson were in the midst of exams, so the rare chance to sit down and small talk was short-lived. Benson's interview was suddenly cut short when he realized he was late for a meeting.
If it's not, then that's fine. Oh shit, what time is it? damn it.
What's up? You late for something?
Yeah. Teach me, babe.
Res life was still in session.
Oh, Lord, yes. A little show and tell.